Welcome to All the Things with Kristen Schindler. We all have things. Doesn't matter if we're married or single, if we have no children, or if we have 10. Things in life can be overwhelming, and sometimes we just don't know how to navigate them. So each week, you're going to hear stories of hope, of inspiration, and of people navigating the same things that you and I deal with day in and day out. Their stories may sound different than ours, or they may sound just like us. Either way, each week this podcast is going to pour into your heart with hope and encouragement. We are so glad that you are here. Welcome, friends. Thank you so much for joining us for the next episode of All the Things with Kristen Schindler. And I am so excited today because this is our first international guest visiting with us today and sharing the mic space. I'm so honored to have Michael Thandy with us. He is visiting from all the way over the pond in Australia. And Michael is a business owner. He is a podcaster. He has some amazing opportunities for those of you in the digital world, the digital space, trying to build your businesses and things of that nature. So Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Kristen. It's a pleasure. Like you said, over the pond.
I know. It's amazing. We were just talking about this little amazing magic box that we all hold in our hands. If we had to explain what it actually did, none of us would get to, if we had to know exactly how it worked to use it, most of us would never be able to use it because we wouldn't pass the test as how it all works, but it's pretty amazing.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to ask our guests first off, Michael, where are you in your parenting journey? You've told me you were a parent. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you are in your parenting journey and what you're currently doing in your world?
Yeah, sure. So I guess my parenting journey is slightly a relaxed state, but still very worried. And that is because my son's grown up. He's 18. He's in his first year of university. So, you know, those teenage years are far behind, but the university years are now here. So, you know, happy to have a wonderful son. You know, he's doing well. He's in university and he's on the volleyball team. He's actually represented the country for under 16s. That was a few years ago now. So that's, I guess, where I am in terms of parenting.
That's wonderful. That's an amazing, you know, accolade to have representing your country. So let me ask you, Michael, with everything with COVID, what does university look like for him? Is he starting university the way he had expected, or is it remote, or how are they handling things there in Australia?
Well, yeah, so everything for him is all online. So all their classes, everything, you know, it's just online. They have recordings. They have to attend their classes. But then for their notes and things like that, they can go back to the recordings and do everything from there.
Okay. So is he actually at the university or is he at home doing those classes?
Yeah, so he's at home. Yeah, there's no university campuses running, so to say, in that sense. Okay. But things are changing. So, you know, might be a matter of time.
Right. Yeah, I know that here in the States, it's different state by state. So some states, depending on the university and depending on what the children are studying too, if they're doing things that can be all remote, but, you know, like my son, he's doing welding, so that can't be remote, you know, so he has to be there and they have, you know, So tell us a little bit about what you are doing currently with your business and how did you get in that business space?
Yeah. So my business, the core business, is, digital. So we're a digital agency helping businesses, you know, either, you know, helping individuals either start a business online or start a business with their online marketing or promotions, either develop their current business or mature the business that they already have, and that's scaling their business through online means. How I got started in this business was pretty interesting because I was actually an immigration consultant, and I was looking to get a website done. Now, I actually connected with a web developer, and he did the project, did a fantastic job, and I had a background with web development as well. And it was just a course done out of interest, where I thought, I've got some credit at work. I was working with American Express at the time. They provided you with study credits. So I took on the study credit. I just learnt the web development. I never wanted to be a web developer. Till this day, I've never built a website. I do have, interest and, creative flair and all that, you could say, and I'm, working with clients and everything. But when I met this developer, I, put my development, education hat on and thought, okay, well, between helping me and, finding other people that I know who do need help, we could turn this into a business. So that's exactly what happened. And that was back in 2007. So we're 13 years along in our journey. We're still together and our team has grown to, about 20. We've got developers, we've got, we do software, mobile, social media, but it's all aimed back to helping and supporting businesses grow. So it's been a long, and exciting journey.
Well, I imagine that, you are, you have been in this space for a number of years to really hone your craft and have a good feel. And I know the market changes, things that were popular a year ago or that, things change. But how has COVID, ha has your business been affected by that in terms of people needing to pivot and take their businesses that weren't online, online? How, what has that meant for you?
Yeah, so we've seen a positive change, and how there's a few different ways we've seen that. One is with our current and existing clients. They've, either they're already online, they want to do A, they want to do something different online because they're already doing something online. They want to, build another online asset, or they want to do extra marketing because, now that people are either off work or they're, spending more time at home, the chances are that they're on social media more. So let's do some more social media marketing, some of them have said. Now, there's also people who have lost their jobs, or maybe their, their hours have been reduced, and those people have actually also been in touch saying, we need help. We want to pivot. We want to change. We want to do something online, or I've got this idea. I need your help to bring that to life. What can we do? Now, on top of those streams of people, we've got another stream, which is businesses who have been, they're eligible for a government grant or a local business grant for to support their business. So we have either provided proposals for those to for them to apply for their grants, but we also set up a little grant team to actually make the calls out to businesses, check if they're eligible, and then help them apply for those grants because it's like, well, there's grants out there, and that many people just don't know that they're available to them. So in that sense, we are able to help existing clients, new clients, but we're also able to, cold call clients and tell them, hey, are you aware of this? And we can help you with that whole process as well.
That's wonderful because, I can just imagine the overwhelming feeling that people have, especially people who maybe haven't been really in the tech world. Their business really didn't, it didn't afford them the need for that. And now with everything the way that it is, I mean, if you're not on line, then you are really, really going to be hurting, unless you are in the United States here, unless you're an essential business. but even essential businesses, you know, if you're a fast food or, you know, a place like that with a drive-through, you're golden. But if you don't have a way to push that, and you know, it's interesting. I was just attending a local high school play last night, and they had to pivot. They had to completely pivot their whole show, and everything had to be outside. But they had to digitally pivot because they had to do QR codes, and they had to figure out how to do everything so that people could digitally download everything. And it's just new. I mean, everything, every day, every season is new. I wanted to ask you a little bit about a couple of the quotes that you've said, and just kind of get your take on them. The one quote that I really thought was a very vulnerable quote is that pain changes people. You wrote, "Pain changes people." Could you speak on that quote and in your personal journey? Like, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, so I think there's a few different what like few different times in my life, coming from growing up, part of it has been coming from like a broken home, you could say, with parents who divorced, so having those kind of pains, pains that there was some struggles within the family, and then also later on, my own personal pains with relationships or career and business and things like that. So I think it's always been about being resilient and confident, or I mean, thankfully, I have been very resilient and confident myself. Even when times are tough, I've always been an optimistic type of person. Now, for other people, it might become a bit hard to deal with, and they've got to reach out to people. And don't get me wrong, I have spoken to friends and family when I have needed to, but the core, it doesn't matter which time of my life I was in or what I was feeling, like if it was deep emotional pain from a relationship or from business or from whatever it may have been, any form of pain. For me personally, it's always been about acknowledging that pain and then finding a way to, because if we're physically hurt, we're being cut or something, like it's going to leave a scar, it's going to take time to heal. But when it's emotion, like when it's emotional and something else, we have to find ways of how to heal that. And it's not like a natural process. These things take time. So when I say pain changes us, we have to find the way for pain to change us in a positive and constructive way without it leaving a negative impact, because that then becomes a long-term emotional scar.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think sometimes too, what happens, I was talking to another guest not too long ago about the way that neurologically our brains wire when we have trauma. And but I think that sometimes what can happen is that if we're not careful, that pain will it's like kind of having that sliver in your skin, and once you brush it, like everything you feel is that pain, and it and
Correct.
you may have like nothing, you know, everything else that's been beautiful and good, and you know, it's colored by that pain. And I think that you're right on, because it's sad when that happens. You also said, notice the people who make an effort to stay in your life. And I thought that that was really interesting. Why does that speak to you so much?
When I look back at my journey through life, Like we're constantly making relationships. Obviously, as a child, we're building relationships with other children, other, like you know our families. As we grow and develop, and then we're, obviously in our different networks and families and et cetera. So life is full of, like hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of relationships. And that's definitely how my journey has been. And looking at the people that have, I guess there's people that have been there because they're just there, and that can be like family, it can be people who are part of a similar network of a group of friends or a network of a business or whatever. But looking at those people who genuinely want to be there, and look, and I'm no saint with this because I know that there's relationships that I do actively participate in and I do be a part of, and those people are probably thinking the same thing, like look at the people that are there alongside you. But just going back to probably looking at my circle of friends from school. So, back in school, it was a large circle of friends, but over time that circle has gotten a lot smaller. Now, not to say that we can't be in touch. I mean, we've got Facebook and we've got technology, so we can easily be in touch with each other. But it's making that time and that effort to be in touch with each other. So, if this was heard by some people, they might be thinking, well, you've never kept in touch with me, so I haven't either. But yeah, so it's like a reverse. It's a bit of a reflection as well. So it's, the people where you may be making an effort to stay in touch with those people, they're probably doing the same thing, or they're genuinely doing it and you're genuinely doing it as well because it's a relationship that you guys have had and you want to keep and you're growing and developing.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's so clear. And I know different seasons, it looks different. I have a dear friend and we were very, very close. And then she was a mother long before I was. And she, kind of got, her words, not mine, like lost in baby land. And she just, she really had no ability to like wade out of that baby pool. It was just so, engulfing. And she had very, three children very close together, but in the relationship never the feelings didn't change. Our proximity and the amount of time that we were able to spend with each other changed. But the now that her children are older, we've reconnected, and so it's kind of a rebirth of that relationship and that friendship on a deeper level because we both have gone through so many similar things as parents. So I think you're absolutely onto something there. What about you said every next level of your life will demand a different you. And I really, really liked that. Because I know for me professionally and creatively, especially with the work that I've been doing in the last year, I never, never in a million years saw what I'm doing now on even the menu of buffet choices. It just wasn't in what I was thinking I would be doing. So how do you see yourself differently now than even say 5 years ago? What's the you that you have to be now for you?
The me now, I think, is it's a complete like that saying says, you have to be a different version of you for that next stage. But sorry, I said that wrong. But the version of me right now is more about connections, collaborations, rising with people, growing and developing with people. That's something I guess I have done to a degree, but it hasn't been my prime focus. But over the last, I'd say year, it has been. And in a way, COVID has actually it helped me accelerate that because, a lot more people are at home. And, like we were on online earlier today because, COVID situations allow us to have a bit more time and flexibility and freedom. So compared to where I was 5 years ago, it was more about working with and, more of a service provider, where now it's like not having, not business partnerships, but more so having alliances and collaborations and working and growing and supporting, on a wider scale. So, before it might have been just within my local, like all my personal network, where now it's going a lot broader than my personal network because, Facebook, social media in general is a massive network. That is a global network right there. So you can easily tap into and connect with people from, anywhere doing anything. And that's, I think, something which, most of us, if not all of us, should be working at a way, how can we leverage and connect with, a wider audience, not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of helping others in the long term as well.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting is when we look back in history and we look at entrepreneurs historically, entrepreneurs were people who solved problems that other people had, right? So the person who, was like, you know what, I'm really tired of washing these clothes on these rocks down by the river. I really want to, there has to be an easier way for this. And everybody globally has benefited from modern conveniences of washing machines. So what do you think, in terms of the entrepreneurial space, what are your thoughts as we move forward in terms of people being home and having this time? Some people, it's not a good time. Mentally, we know that mental health is not good for many, many people are struggling. But for those who are choosing to use this time to kind of like, much like an arrow, they're just kind of pulling back, stretching themselves, and they're going to be ready to launch. What do you think that's going to mean for the entrepreneurial space globally?
I think there's going to be a couple of things. One thing is there's going to be a lot of new ideas and inventions blooming, and they will change the landscape. Like I don't know what they are. I haven't seen any, but a number of businesses in the past have taken off during, recessions and pandemics and things like that. So I think we're going to see, for example, I'll give you one quick one. So Zoom. So Zoom, video conferencing, working from home, all these things have been out there for years. Zoom, I mean, hasn't been out there for, like that long, but it has been out there for a while. But the vast majority of people have only learned about Zoom or had the luxury of working from home because of COVID. So I think from the entrepreneurial space, we're going to see a lot more tools, productivity tools, and things come out to support people either working from home or working remotely. The other thing I think we're also going to see is probably like an overpopulated space with a lot of noise because before when we had a certain percentage of people online, online 24/7, as opposed to those who are online sometimes, as opposed to those who are online occasionally. Now, what we're going to probably see is people are going to be more online. The level of being online, the addictions are probably going to be higher. Being on your phone, being on social media, those things are probably going to increase because people are, either at home, they're on Netflix or they're on YouTube or they're on their phone on social media. So I think we're going to see a lot of noise from a lot of people. And not saying that this is like a bad thing, but You know, a lot of people doing online marketing to promote their businesses. A lot of people, doing podcasts. Yeah, again, not saying that's a bad thing. It's a great thing, but I just think we're going to hear a lot of noise from a lot of different angles, because people have actually tapped into either their creative sides or the side where they thought, I want to do this one day, but I've got work, I've got family, I've got this, I've got that, but now they've got time. So maybe they've tapped into that, using that time and building that thing that they've always wanted to do. So I think we're going to see a lot of great and interesting things come out of COVID, over the next 6 months or so.
I agree. I want to pop back to what you were talking about with Zoom. And I want to highlight you have a product for people that use Zoom. Could you tell us a little bit about Zoom Master?
Yeah, correct. So Zoom Master was basically put together, with. Also, let me say that again. Zoom Master was put together basically to help individuals leverage the technology and either build, grow, and scale their business. Because I've spoken with a lot of business owners over the years, and some of them, they're still traditional, where they say, well, we have to catch up, we have to meet, we have to sit down, we have to talk. And I was working with American Express back 20 years ago. And yeah, our clients were PricewaterhouseCoopers, IBM, Xerox. We had internal meetings, we had client meetings all over. I think it was a platform back then called WebEx. There was no video, but it was all audio. And that's basically how we did our business and our deals. Obviously we've got a relationship there within the companies. However, we didn't have to sit down, we didn't have to catch flights or any of that. It was just done, across the border. That was it. So I've actually spoken with a number of clients or, associates or colleagues over the years. And just coaching them on, we don't need to have a meeting to sit down. Like, yep, we can have a phone call, we can use Skype, and most recently over the last few years, we can use obviously Zoom. So a lot of businesses owners are out there, and this time of COVID has been one of those times of, looking at different ways of how we can scale and grow and pivot, and creating an online community around your product or your service or your business is one of those things. And how are you going to connect with those people? So one of those tools is Zoom, So whether you're a family who's connecting from around the world because you haven't been able to travel and see each other, well, Zoom again is your answer. Whether you're a you're a national business, you're an international business, or even just a local business. I'm here in Melbourne, Australia, and we've been in lockdown for the last, I think, nearly 2 months. We can't travel beyond 5 kilometers. So there is a lot of restrictions here where a lot of businesses are closed and they can't be traveling. So Zoom Master came to my mind to enable businesses to continue working, collaborating, and networking, but also getting ready for when, obviously COVID reopens back up, that, you can keep using these tools and learn to use them effectively so you can grow and build your business, and come back stronger, from what we've been experiencing over these last few months.
Well, that's wonderful. What would you like to, as we wrap up for today, what would you like my audience, where could they get information? What kind of services would you be able to help them with? And what are some final thoughts that you'd like to leave them with?
So final thoughts, what I'd like to say is that, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, there's something in particular you want to do, whether that's online or offline, my first piece of advice is, don't wait for tomorrow. It's not about the perfect time. It's just about, taking action. Now, action doesn't mean you have to reinvent the wheel by tomorrow, but at least put the pieces in place. It's all about the micro steps. So, look at your goals, your milestones. It's going to take you maybe a year, or it might be 6 months or a month even, to build something, but start making those micro steps. And as you start achieving those micro steps, each one will build and grow and develop, and you'll gain the confidence to keep building that thing. Now, if we talk about specifically online, and that is the area that I do specialize in, if you're looking at, building a website for your business, or you're looking at building software like a productivity tool or something, then again, that's something that you should start, working towards and building, not delaying and waiting for the perfect time. For those people who are looking for online opportunities and thinking, well, I don't have a business, I want to do something online. There's so many ideas and options out there, such as drop shipping, becoming a digital consultant. Yes, it does take a little bit of education, but there's plenty of videos over YouTube to teach you the basics. Having an eBay store, a Shopify store, all these things, it's all about, a basic understanding and putting the pieces together and then making it work. So with all that said, this is something definitely like I do help people with, and we do actually have a free workshop, 2 hour workshop coming up on the 31st of October. And well, it's going to be 12 p.m. On the 31st in Melbourne, Australia. So I think for people in America, well, let's say in America, would be, depending on the time zone, you'd be looking at about around 9 p.m. or so. I think
That's yeah, that's not bad.
nine 9 p.m. Eastern, and then I think it's about 7 p.m. like on the West Coast.
Correct.
So yeah, so I mean to get more information of that, people just need to go to the website, which is michaelthandy.com.au. It's just my name, michaelthandi.com.au, and they can get more information on that workshop.
That's great. And I'll have that in the show notes. And I did have one final question that popped up when you were talking about that. Do you have any advice for people? There's, a big push for people for digital courses, module courses. Do you have certain platforms that you think are good for beginners in that space for creating their own digital courses?
Yeah, there's a number of platforms out there. And funny you bring that up, because I have a platform, but it's not designed for individuals yet. It's more designed for colleges and universities. However, when it comes to an individual wanting to do a course, I think like one of the popular ones is Thinkific. That's probably one of the ones that I would probably suggest. It all comes down to also budget and things like that, because different platforms have a different budget and they have different criteria and things like that. So, but Thinkific, I think, is a good place for people to start. It gives you a basic, an intermediate, and advanced level, so you can get started, straight away. They've got good tutorials and everything. But also, YouTube has got a, mountain load of information, especially because building a course is one thing, but then marketing that course, and it may be structuring the course as well. So everyone has a particular niche or something that they can teach, which is different, and that becomes part of their story. But once they've got that put together, then it comes down to the marketing. So, YouTube offers all the different, ways you can market your course and collaborate, obviously, with others too, because that's important.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. I've really enjoyed sp sharing the mic space with you today, and I'd love to have you back another time and talk about other things. But you're our first international visitor. If I had a wall where I could put like special like stars and stuff, I'd have the Australian flag, and you'd be right there with all the things Australian. So that's wonderful.
No, that's fantastic, Kristen. Thank you very much once again for having me. It's been a pleasure being your speaker, and on top of that, your honorable first international speaker. Hopefully, your audience has been able to get something from today, and look forward to connecting again.
Wonderful. I look forward as well. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank
All
you,
great.
and yeah, so good luck with everything with the podcast, and
I'm so glad that you could join us today with Michael Thandi, visiting all the way from Melbourne, Australia. And I hope that his business sense and what he brings to the table for entrepreneurs and how to get their message out in a way that's clear and concise. Perhaps that's where you're struggling today. Perhaps you have something that you want to get out there. You're just not sure how to do it best. And perhaps Michael can be supportive in that journey for you. But I also hope that you took away some of the nuggets that he shared about his personal growth story and how that has helped him to really level up and be the person he needed at the different seasons of his life. You know, we all have things that we carry, and those things look different for each and every one of us. But the truth is that backpack that we carry of the things, we all have the backpack. It's just that if we emptied the backpack out, we would just have different things that were in there. And I hope that today's message spoke to perhaps the things that you're carrying with you. And I want to remind you that whatever it is that you're carrying, your story and what you're dealing with, it matters. It matters for you to share your story. It matters for others to hear your story. And I'm so glad that you were here today. And I hope that you continue to visit us. Subscribe, like, and share with friends. Because in this season, we all need encouragement for all the things.